call it.
Cuts of an editor.
Don't get sliced.
The truth hurts to those who hate the truth.
Cuts of an editor is basically a platform for editors, filmmakers, directors. If you're in the field of film, you can relate to this podcast.
People who aren't editors, people that just, you know, just try new things. It might be that podcast that you put on while you're in the shower. It might be the one you listen to while you're at work.
So my name is Carly. I am the CEO of Midget Productions, Little in Person, Big in Video. But not only that, I am the Youth Whisperer for our youth in the city, where I'm teaching life lessons behind the lens.
And I'm Kendall, CEO of Dragon Images.
The interview king.
Yeah, I think I mastered that after like the first try.
Definitely did.
What separates you from others?
Ooh. What separates me from others is that I come with a very unique feel. I'm still passionate about my craft. I'm not one of those people who have jumped into videography just because they can afford a camera. I'm not one of those people that's just doing it because they can make some money. I still do it for the love of passion and to get a message across, especially when it comes to our youth. I want, like I say, the youth whisperer is that person to teach life lessons behind the lens. But not only teach life lessons behind the lens, it's to give the kids a platform to understand, oh, hey, I can be a videographer when I come up. I don't have to go outside. Or it can be, hey, I have a problem. I can put my problem out there because somebody else might be having the same problem as I am, and let's put it into a script. Let's tell our story. That's what separates me from others. I'm here to do it with a passion.
So how long have you been doing this
exactly? Ooh, I am officially 10 years in as of this year. 10 years.
So now that we have gotten that out of the way, we're going to ask this one question, and I need you to be as raw and honest as possible.
Raw and honest. Let's go.
What made you become an editor? All
right. So I'm going to tell you the background story of how I became an editor, right? So I transferred to Frederick Douglass High School, my 10th grade year of high school. And I got into this program called RAMP, which stands for Recording Arts, Media, and Production Program. And when I got there, Dr. Patterson was there. At the time, she was Miss Patterson. And she was just standing in this dark room, and it was like lights over our heads, kind of like this. Like, we had all these lights off inside of the studio right now and just had this one strip of light on. That's what it looked like. So I seen this powerful black woman just standing over me like, hey, we do audio engineering, we do video production, we do graphics, we do Photoshop, we do all of this stuff. And I'm like, ooh, okay. My happy side kicked in. So I was like, I'm going to join this.
Yeah, that's a perfect story. That's probably one of the best stories that I've heard when somebody says that, of why they want to do something.
Back then, I automatically knew I wanted to tell. I never knew I would be the youth whisperer, but when I came up with Midget Productions, I knew I wanted to tell the story of us. Because us at the time was the youth.
Don't get sliced.